welcome to Thursday Night Noise number 12, an even dozen. This week's episode is pretty funny. If you don't laugh out loud, you must be dead inside. Much like a stripper or prostitute. Enjoy.
So, when you're at work and someone says to you, "How you doing today?" What do you say?
I don't know if they really want to know how I'm doing or if they're just saying it as in passing. And a couple times I've caught myself answering them the long way and they're walking away.
Justin?
I usually say so far so good.
Every fucking time?
Pretty a lot.
pretty a lot.
Craig, how about you?
Oh, wait, ask me again.
It's been,
Justin, how
been
you doing? Oh, wait. Justin, do you say that every time?
So far so good.
Do you say it like that without actually opening your mouth?
Yes.
You said it like you're
so far so good.
So far so good. Hey, you can say that without opening your mouth.
I grip my teeth. It gives a mixed message.
So far so good.
So far so good.
And Craig?
It all depends, man. If
so you
are good,
tell the truth? You go like, oh,
yeah,
things suck.
Things
I
cool.
want to die.
Or like if I'm, I'm not usually going to go on it. Things suck ass because no one wants to hear that.
I love that. How you doing? Things suck ass.
Suck ass. Got any more questions?
Well, I'll see you later,
that's
man.
That's my new greeting. Hey, how you doing, Craig? Things suck ass.
Yeah. Well, okay, man.
Well, I'll never talk to you again.
How's your day?
Well, you got to say it in a cheery voice. Things suck ass.
Well, things suck ass, Bob.
And do the fist. Things suck ass.
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz, Bob.
Normally, when someone asks me how, hey, how you doing today? It's normally as I'm getting my first cup of coffee, and I say, I just decided to come to work anyway.
So you have
so
a
you're
bad
the
answer
uplifting
too.
Happy guy.
Answer too. I'm like.
Can I use that? I'll trade you.
You're
so
all
good.
Good
so far, so good.
So far, so good. I'll try and say it tomorrow.
Especially since you don't drink coffee, that'll
that's
be
true.
Interesting.
No, what are you? No, what are you going to say tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
things
I'm
suck
say,
ass.
I'm going to say
things suck ass.
Yeah.
That'll totally throw everybody off. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you smile, give them the heavy metal sign maybe if you want, a peace sign.
I've been catching myself doing the heavy metal sign as goodbye, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Been,
see you later. And I do the
I've
little
done that.
Rock
yeah.
hands,
yeah,
and
I've
I'm
been
like,
doing the,
what am I
I've been
doing, this
doing metal
for?
I've done
I've
that
been doing
as,
it a
as
lot
the head
more.
Nod,
yeah.
too, like you see somebody like in the hallway.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so I don't know.
So all of us are doing it at the same time? That's really weird.
That's weird.
Like all of a sudden it's surfacing again. I don't know why.
I think it's really become very, I think, you know, popular culture has taken it, removed any sort of meaning from it, and just becomes
totally.
A reasonable.
It's almost like a hang loose
just,
kind
yeah,
of
it's a hang, it's
shock
just,
you know
now.
I could never do hang loose because hang loose is too much like the whole I'm on the phone thing.
Oh,
also, I've never
I
been
hate
to Hawaii.
When people do that.
Well,
give
I'm
me
not
a call,
from Hawaii, so it's just I feel like
never done it.
I don't like anyone who does what is it when you shorten the word an acronym?
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
mean well the
when,
initials
when
or
people
what?
Say FYI.
Oh, I hate
people say I don't need that ASAP.
Yeah, so yeah, like
I don't,
the,
I can't do that. I don't.
You know,
acronyms for anything.
Well, you know what?
Macronyms.
Acronyms.
You know what a TLA is? It's three letter acronym.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, no.
PB Army ASAP. Path Blue Ribbon, the dumbest freaking billboard I've ever seen in my life.
That's pretty funny.
And then
actually,
Golden Raisin Crisp went to GRC.
Yeah.
Are you really that pressed
no, that's
for time?
Stupid. No, that's
well,
really dumb.
I can't say Golden Raisin Crisp.
I'll
I got to get back
I'll
to something
I'll say ASAP.
PBR ASAP is, that's got a that's got a great redneck ring to it.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's probably work like a charm.
Oh, hell yeah. The kids love the PBR because it's cheap and it's cool to drink.
I thought the kids love
PBR.
The natural ice.
They like Natty Ice as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there was a lot
PBR
of
PBR
natty
and Natty Ice.
Ice.
It's a toss up.
Yes, but in the Midwest it's Bush beer, and out here we don't have.
Don't
we
have
got the Bush,
Budweiser.
But we ain't got
why don't
the Bush
just have
beer.
A bum piss in your mouth.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an old, you know, like a lot of the old beer names that are gone now. Like we don't really see Hams.
Well,
and you
don't
really see. But yeah. Wouldn't it be great if there was like Bum Piss,
the Bum Piss Brewery.
Well, the Bumpkin Brewery of La Trobe, Wisconsin, making beer the old-fashioned way.
Come back next week, there might be.
We were talking about the beers that aren't made anymore, and we can only think of Olympia. Everything else is still being made.
Is Ole's really gone? Cause, I mean, if Ole's really gone, it's
yeah.
Is Schaefer?
Schaefer Light.
Yeah, Schaefer. I thought I saw a Schaefer can not but too long ago. And Hams is still around.
It is?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon's still around.
PBR. But PBR is really still pretty big.
Well, it's naturalized. Like it'll always be big.
It's like Lucky Lager. It's a popular college drink.
Yeah.
Well, because you can buy a 12-pack for $5.
Exactly.
Is there a giant liquor warehouse somewhere that just carries every single
It's called
beer?
A supermarket.
No.
Well,
I thought about not asking this question, and I knew either supermarket or it's a liquor store.
Liquor barn?
There's High Time Liquor, a fantastic store in Newport Beach. Ching.
Yeah. If anyone from Liquor Barn or if anyone from High Time Liquor,
it's the best liquor store in California.
Yes.
And seriously.
They actually have a very good newsletter.
Do they?
Because they do a lot of stuff through the mail, and the guy that puts out the newsletter is a friend of Tony's, and it's a guy named I won't say his name, but he's very knowledgeable about alcohol, not just like beer. But he's very knowledgeable about alcohol. And it's
wine and beer.
It's a good, it's a good organization.
Yeah, so I don't think Vendome Liquor's around anymore, right?
Yeah, there's Vendome Liquor.
I thought it was just Dome Liquor. One of them took off the Ven.
Is that in L.A.?
No, there's
one in Fullerton.
Yeah, there's one in Fullerton. Yeah,
Vendome was a big chain.
I remember Vendome, but I don't remember where it was.
But also there's Beverages and More.
Oh, there you go. BevMo.
Now they're called BevMo.
Yeah, just like the acronym crap.
BevMo.
God, that drives me crazy. What? We can't be that pressed for time.
Yeah, shortening words, too, like band names.
Oh,
Maiden, Priest.
Yep.
The Stones. Fuck you. Rolling Stones. Fuck you.
The Beats. Floyd.
Oh, dude, Floyd was so awesome. No, fuck you.
I've heard fuck people you call it Floyd. Suck. I've heard. What other ones have I heard?
That sucks.
That does suck.
That sucks.
I hate it so much.
There's probably a bunch of them.
And real fast, has anybody here ever called into one of those formerly 976 chat lines?
No, I never did.
No, not even in high school? Never?
Nope.
I was scared to because I didn't want to get charged and get in trouble.
Yeah, the phone bill would have been off the chain.
Yeah, I saw the charge at the bottom. Why did you? Obviously, yes.
No, I never did. I always make fun of it because I just always thought it would be just like this. It'd just be people calling in.
I'm sure it is.
And going like, wait.
Hey. You know who did? Me and Craig's friend Jerry Mason was ever at my house during my sister's birthday.
What was his name again?
Jerry Mason.
Beep. Bong.
Jerry B.
Bong.
And he did call.
He's a good Christian boy.
And it was ninth. What was it called?
Well, wait, don't give him a call.
I don't know. Sure.
No, do you remember that or something like that?
No, I'm
sure the number's long dead.
But what it was, it wouldn't say anything super graphic. It would talk all metaphors.
What?
Like a gas pump? Oh, pump my gas, baby. Oh, stick that nozzle in. Pump my gas.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he was calling like an auto site.
I don't know what it was. I don't get it.
You sure he wasn't calling Pep Boys?
Yeah.
But that's what it was. I don't know if they could only talk like that, you know, legally. Like, it was the softcore porn of 976 numbers.
So you had a bunk number then.
Yeah. And he was still paying a bunk number.
No, it was real. Yes.
Well, a real number.
You're
but
talking in a high pitched voice. It must be real.
It's real, man.
It's real, I guess. Must be real, I guess. I don't know.
What I did do as far as the 976 numbers was there was a 976 number when I lived in Chicago that was, I think I read about it in Playboy. It was supposed to be like Playboy owned it, and it was supposed to be, it was called, I think, like Speaking of Sex. I can't remember the number, obviously. It was 976
one?
Yeah. And I don't remember. I was.
So this story is a dead end?
I think I was like a freshman, but I used to call it.
3-point turn.
I used to call it, it would tell you like these little facts. You know, it's sort of like stuff from the Playboy Advisor, but it wasn't like the ones about the radar detectors. It was usually something sexually oriented. So I did it for, I did it for like 2 months. And then my parents just like, what the hell is this on the, you know.
So you did get popped.
So my mom called the number to see what it was. And I told her that the number had just changed because it used to be a joke line. And I said that I was calling it like the joke of the day.
And do you really think your parents bought that?
No, they didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I didn't find out they didn't buy it for years.
Yeah.
And every time I see the commercials on now where it's like, you know, send a text message and we'll send you a joke every day.
Yeah.
I just cringe because I'm like,
did she say knock, knock? You said, who's there? And she says, still be jerking off.
What was that?
That's a good one. No, stop laughing and say it so we can hear it for real.
Who's there?
Toby's jerking off.
Thanks.
That's what your mom should have said. Poor that would have been the best mom comeback of all time. If you would have fell into that trap, you would have deserved to, like, to lose your leg. You would have deserved it.
I would have deserved to lose my leg.
Like the bear trap.
That's going a little far.
Yeah, that's harsh. It was just dirty on the phone.
Does anybody know how marshmallows are made?
With fluffy goodness?
Yeah.
It could be.
There.
No?
I did once see where they put a bag of marshmallows in a vacuum chamber, and when they sucked all the air out, the marshmallows got really big.
Really?
Because yeah. In a vacuum, there's no pressure on them.
See that, Mr. Wizard?
Boom. I don't remember.
Have you ever put a marshmallow in the microwave?
No. What happens?
No, I haven't.
It gets three times as big.
Seriously?
It does.
You got a marshmallow?
It does.
Do you highly suggest that people do that?
You can take the little mini ones, they turn into big normal ones then?
Yeah, but then you take them out and you can't eat them because they're hotter than the sun.
So could we take like five mini marshmallows and put them in there and they'll blow up to like the size of your head?
Well, they get to a certain size, then they kind of...
Well, then why would you ever buy a bag of marshmallows? Why don't you just bring one marshmallow home?
I don't know.
It'd be like those little pizzas in Back to the Future 2. You know where
Yeah, you hydrate them.
Yeah, you put it in the hydroculator.
You sure can hydrate a pizza.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, so hydroculator would not be the right device to use.
Seriously, so if you put one marshmallow in there, it's going to blow up huge?
It blows up big, but when you stop the microwave, it kind of...
How'd you find this out?
When I was a kid.
I was going to say, because he has a kid, but this was when you were a kid.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know... Who showed me that? I think people just used to shove stuff in the microwave to see what happens when that first came out.
So what was the weirdest thing you put in the microwave?
I think anything that would explode, like bags of stuff. Like bags of chili.
Bags of chili?
Like chili in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, you put it in a Ziploc. I thought you were buying it that way. I'm like,
no.
That's a crappy metal, brand of chili.
when Cup of Noodles came with the foil around the edge, I used to put it in to watch it spark, and it would melt down to the ground, and soup would go everywhere, but it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's like lightning.
Craig, what's the strangest thing you put in the microwave?
Besides my unit? Whoops, did I say that?
What? Right? You can't do that because you can't close the door.
That was outrageous.
Wow, you are nuts.
This show has just gone beyond.
You should have said
you know what? I really haven't put anything really that wacky into a microwave.
You should have said Hot
Pocket.
I know
more stories than any, like putting a CD popcorn. Into it.
Popcorn.
A popcorn. You didn't put a CD in a microwave?
I have not.
I really want to go put a marshmallow in a microwave right now.
Well, yeah, I know. It really is marshmallow.
Justin, do you have any marshmallows?
I do. We'll do that after the...
We'll do that after. And that, you know what? We'll do that. We'll roll some video, and that will be part of the bonus content.
Ooh.
Bonus content.
For our RSS feed subscribers.
Boner content.
At the end of this podcast, there will be a song sung. And when you see that song sung, you will see the video of the marshmallow in the microwave.
Ooh.
Are you going to be putting that together?
Yes.
I can't. I broke all my fingers except for one.
you should not be talking out of the top of your head so much. Then,
the middle one.
Well, I don't understand.
Do you see what I mean?
Which one?
Oh.
What? It's the
what
finger.
The hell?
It's the bird.
Boys, never meaning no harm. Beat all you ever solve any trouble with the law since the day they was born. Raping the girls. Taking some pills.
Driving real fast. I don't remember that.
Fighting the system like a two-body near Robin Hood.
Wait, wasn't it that?
Making the way.
Making the way.
The only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
And that, wait, wasn't there something like, someday the mountain might get them, but the law.
Wait, Justin's already done.
Justin's
done.
Just like
that's
Justin,
it. Justin
done
said, I'm done.
And done.
If you loved any version of this podcast, or if you just liked it, you send an email to thesmartpatrol.net at gmail.com. Thank you very much, pudding.